Hi, everyone. This is Dave Dedden, and you've tuned in to Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that affects us every day. Today, we talk about money, money, money. Also, a phrase I thought I would never have to say. And of course, the bird is the word, just a little smaller. The 3W News is brought to you by daysvoiceworks.com. So when you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. Find out how Dave's voice can go to work for you.
We're on the radio.
So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, "Give it to me straight, doctor, I can take it."
You're always talking about radio.
Radio talk.
Even that's the stories that we're telling. That was when radio was gone.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
I mean, we are a bunch of weird people.
You seem to know what you're doing.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
This is Radio Guy Reflection. Reflection. The dream lives on. The dream of winning the Powerball.
Dude, you're rich. You're really rich.
I am. This is so cool.
Saturday's drawing had no winners. The jackpot is now a world record at $1.9 billion and growing.
Money, 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 money.
August the 3rd was the last time the Powerball jackpot was won. And the jackpot has rolled over 39 times since then. But during that stretch, there have been some $1 million winners, over 100 of them.
That's fantastic, and it rolled off the tongue so easily as well.
If you're going to play the Powerball, the drawings are held on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. But you got to remember this. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot, one and 292.2 million.
Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money.
Up next on 3W News, something I never thought I would have to say.
He walks around with a phone around his neck. I mean, what are people to think? You've got him now so bad he don't even believe in wrestling no more.
Watch me put my famous sleeper hold on.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective. Turnbuckle Trash.
It didn't get any better than that.
TurnbuckleTrash.net.
In fairy tales, the beautiful princess kisses the frog, who turns into a handsome prince. But there is a warning from the National Park Service in the Sonoran Desert of Arizona. Don't lick the toad.
Say what?
Yes, I said it. Never thought I would have to. Don't lick the toad.
This could be taking you down the path toward a Nobel Prize.
The Sonoran Desert toad is also known as the Colorado River toad and can grow up to 7 inches. But that isn't why the warning from the Park Service. The skin near the eyeballs of the toad is very toxic. And it can make you very sick. Yeah, if you lick it, you're going to get sick. Sometimes if you even touch it, you can get sick. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't some people out there that haven't found nefarious ways of trying to lick the toad. There are reports that people take the juices from the toad and then smoke the toxin just to get high.
Mama says stupid is as stupid does.
Don't lick the toad. And remember this, if you do keep reptiles in your home and you have one of these toads, don't let your other animals near it. The poison from the toad can actually kill a large breed dog. So the Park Service, on a recent posting on their Facebook page, said, please refrain from licking the toad. Once again, never thought I'd have to say that. Up next, it's the bird.
I went to everybody's head about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, winner, bird, bird, bird.
Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X. This year's Thanksgiving feast might not be quite as big as it has been in the past years. Why? Because it's harder to find the big bird, a big turkey.
There is reportedly a shortage of turkeys this Thanksgiving. Yeah, so it's official. Even turkeys don't want to spend Thanksgiving with your family.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack told reporters this year's avian flu has killed about 8 million turkeys, and there could be shortages of larger birds in certain areas of the country. Why? Well, it's simply a time matter. The younger birds don't have enough time to grow into these large turkeys that people really want to buy. By the way, that turkey is going to cost you more. The price of an 8 to 16 pound turkey has risen 32 cents a pound to $1.47 a pound. And it's not just turkeys that will cost more this Thanksgiving. The Consumer Price Index says everything from your spuds to the gravy is expected to cost more, too.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And that's this edition of the 3W News brought to you by davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. Now, you'll have to excuse me. I got a Powerball ticket to buy.
Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that letters hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuma, El Dinero. Want to be a millionaire? Give me money, 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 money. Money! Money!
Cha-ching!